at the door. Can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father?
I can love you like a father, Jennifer.
Oh, it's like
it
protects you like water or something. I don't know.
Whatever the heck
they're singing about. Should I be drinking like water?
Oh,
wait, I can't do that. Ew.
All right, we have, okay, let's get started. Another Monday. The good news is we have a new week upon us.
I'm ready for this.
Ready for a new week, another opportunity for you to become a winner. Winner.
Winning.
Winning. Another great American day, the Doug Steffen Good Day way. Good news is Thailand has an unemployment rate of 0.8%.
Let's move.
What do you say?
Wow.
Pretty good, huh? Shall we go do some research there?
Plus they have peanut sauce, which is really good.
Yeah. Peanut sauce.
I love Thai food.
There you go. Well, listen, I just wanted you to know that things were good in Thailand. That's a good way to start off if you have relatives in Thailand, right?
Exactly.
Another item that is good, Americans are drinking less soda and consuming less sugar, according to...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not on that plan yet.
All right, well, you better get with the program, Richie. Get with the program. Still the most, I don't think the thing's going to change too quickly for the Coca-Cola company or for Pepsi-Cola, because they make so much profit. You know, Phil Lambert, our supermarket guru, as the stats, how much money is made in those aisles in the supermarket. Most profitable section of the supermarket is the soda pop aisle. Is that what they call the tonic? What are the different names for soda pop, pop tonic?
Yeah, we don't soda, do pop and soda pop water. Here in the Mid-Atlantic.
No.
We
do, what do you do?
We do Coke. Or
Coke.
Soda.
Good, you do Coke.
Where are the Cokes? And then you go and buy 7-Up or
yes.
something.
Yes, yeah. Right. Or we do soda.
Well, anyway, the people who are drinking less sugar-sweetened sodas, part of what the sweetener, we've had this conversation before about the corn hydrogenated.
High fructose corn syrup.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It gets used because it's cheap because the government subsidizes it, and then more people get
right.
Around and round we go. All right, no more previous stuff. We want new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Next item of good news, children who drink raw milk have less asthma and fewer allergies. As a matter of fact, that goes for adults as well. Did you know that?
No, that's like honey, right?
This is posted on the Reuters Health Line. Children who drink raw milk, less likely to develop asthma, allergies. If you're drinking pasteurized milk, this is a large study of tens of thousands of youngsters in Europe. Interesting. That this hasn't gotten too much publicity in America. I wonder why that is.
Hmm.
You know, in Europe, you know, most, as a disclosure here, most of you know that I'm a dairy farmer as well as being a broadcaster, and I sell raw milk on my farm in Massachusetts. And this thing is we have these people who continually want to tell us, mostly in the government, that this is bad. You got to not drink this because you'll die.
They're protecting you.
Oh, yes, they are, of course, yeah. We're so stupid, we need to be protected, apparently. But there are a lot of things. The study shows that the links are, let's see here, I'm looking at the, maybe I don't have to have this much detail, right? Do I need this much detail?
Nah, it's just good stuff.
Okay, good. All right. So thank you, Rich.
I'm here for you.
That was fast.
Right. Who would be the person? I was thinking we ought to start something new on the program. The person of the day.
Ooh.
Would you like to nominate someone?
Like someone in the world?
To be, someone of our listeners.
Ashton Kutcher would be the person of the day.
No
today.
Way. Charlie Sheen. I'm over Ashton. Back on the winning wagon.
Really?
Why?
I am. Because whoever is doing PR for Charlie Sheen is... He's amazing. We should all hire this person. He came on the Emmys last night.
He was a... Dork.
He was a total dork, but he came and he apologized and he sucked it up and he manned up. I like
it. Yeah, no, he did man up. He sucked it up, but
so he needs a job. He spent all his money.
Not a whack.
Yeah, he's a whack job.
You really still think that Charlie Sheen we looked at a couple of months ago and went, oh, my God.
Oh, no, I think he's going to fall off the wagon again. But he may already be off the wagon. But I'm just saying he actually really has manned up, and I respect him because he could have just disappeared. And that's probably what he should have done.
Well, no, he manned up, but the other Charlie's still there. This is the fake Charlie. Which one's the real Charlie?
Winning.
Winning.
He's a warlock.
He is a warlock.
All right, here's another item that is good if you're this mother and daughter. Mother and daughter together have won the lottery 3 times.
Oh,
big lottery jackpot 3 times. Don't you wonder how these things come to be? And why is it, for example, Powerball? Powerball has a region of the country where the winners seem to come from over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. You don't see any winners, for example, in the East Coast. You don't see them.
Yeah, they all come from like Oregon and stuff.
Yeah, right. Why is that?
Northern California.
Right. Anybody investigated this?
Well, one reason is that we don't have Powerball in California, so that may be why.
No. Oh, you don't?
No Powerball.
How about what's the Mega Millions?
We have that.
You have that. Okay.
Same thing. It's the same thing. Anyway.
Yeah, every time I see a winner with the big check, you know, they're standing with that big check in their hands.
Yeah.
It's usually like some 65-year-old couple, which is cool.
Yeah, that's fine. Cool.
Or an office pool of some kind of manufacturing employees.
Yeah.
From Do you think Oregon. Once you win that you shouldn't be allowed to play again? Because
that's a great
question. Someone that won twice. Yeah. He was already a Richie. He had not a Richie, but he was rich. He was a doctor.
All right, that's a great question. Put it up on Facebook.
Okay.
800-510-8255. If you have won the lottery once, should you be prohibited from winning again? 800-510-8255. Good news from the United Automobile Workers. And General Motors. This is the first labor pact agreed to since GM and Chrysler went bankrupt a couple of years ago. 48,500 union workers at GM get job security. Remember, at GM, job security is job one.
Right.
Right? Worker security and a share of the company's recovery. Union says the agreement includes profit sharing. And they had successfully fought GM's proposal that weekend retirement and health benefits is something the union guys feel good about as well. I have no problem with people who contribute to success sharing in that. I have a problem with that. But the good thing is that this is the first major union deal. I'm no big union supporter, but I just want to see peace in the valley. That's all. Because the more of these destruction and distraction items that there are around, they get into people's head and they think, it's tougher for us to get out of the hole that we're in if the unions and management are fighting all the time about everything. American Airlines has, what was it, 9 years ago, all of the unions, there's three big unions in America, and they all gave back like 18% of what they were earning. And so then they've been in negotiation. They haven't had a contract since. They've been in, imagine being in court. This is how silly the union movement is in part, at least when you see some of this stuff going on. They've been in, is it compulsory bargaining? I don't know what they call it. There's some kind of court process they go through when nobody agrees. It's not mediation. But they none of them have contracts and none of them agree. So is it any wonder that some of the people that you encounter at this airline or any of the others that have these sort of things going on are grumpy sourpusses? Ugh. Grumpy, that's an interesting term, isn't it? You're a grumpy sourpuss.
Grumpy sourpuss. It grumpy seems like Rumpelstiltskin's cousin would be grumpy sourpuss.
You grumpy sourpuss, you. Something. Yeah, well, never mind. I was being Bill Murray there, Richie. You know, you grumpy sourpuss, you.
It's just like Bill Murray.
Wow. That's exactly what ran through my mind.
Amazing.
Where's Doug, Bill?
Very funny. You grumpy sourpuss, you. 16 past the hour. We're into the good news here. And we also want to know, 800-510-8255. We also want to know, what was the...
We also want to know something.
Yeah.
If you win the lottery, you be prohibited from playing again.
Right. It helps if I write these things down.
Yes, it's okay.
800-510-8255. Okay. You've heard the discussion about hormones.
Yes.
And what's going on with men especially. If you are a father, Richie, you are less of a man. Because this research shows that testosterone levels drop in men after they become parents. But fear not.
Welcome to the club.
Doug Steffen has the answer to your problem, has the fix for the problem.
Good.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Bring it.
It's called Ageless Male. And a risk-free trial of Ageless Male is available to you, Rich, right now by dialing 800-864-4031.
Thank God.
Sure, Jennifer will be happy to hear that you'll be able to maintain healthy, normal levels of testosterone.
That's right.
Jennifer.
Winning.
Yeah.
Winning.
Winning. His wife.
With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. You get a great outlook on life again. Have all of the things that your wife would like you to have. Nothing to lose. If you're a man, Richie, man up.
Well, you're a father. What are you going to do?
Oh, I've already done mine.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready. I'm ready for the next family.
There you go.
800-864. 800-864-4031. Probably not today.
Yeah.
I am ready, however. If you noticing things are different now, that you're a little bit older, you may want to take advantage of this. As I said, it is a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. 800-864-4031 includes boosting your testosterone naturally by 61%. Safe, natural, and helpful. That's what you like, right? Don't you, from whatever it is that you're involved in, you want to be safe and natural and helpful. 800-864-4031.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know because, well, I'm inside your head and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side. Even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe. But your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Oh, just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
I was saddened to know here that Eleanor Mondale died over the weekend. I had a lot of respect for her. I met her a couple of times. She was a radio host, a TV person. She was Walter Mondale's daughter. She had brain cancer and just really neat lady. Very neat lady. 21 after the hour.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Story. Doctors in China have removed a bullet from a woman's head 42 years after she was shot. So apparently they have HMOs over there too. In Florida, a group of OBGYNs is being accused of turning away patients who are obese. Yeah. In their defense, the OBGYN said, "Hey, you don't know what it's like down there."
Huh. You.
The,
anybody else?
The medical world is studying a startling mix of human and primitive information from the brains, hips, feet, and hands of an extinct species, which is pointing to a different sort of ancestral relationship with our human lineage, Richie. The new findings could rewrite long-standing theories about the precise steps human evolution has taken. I don't tell too many of our friends who believe that the world started 6,000 years ago, but in fact, this stuff, let's see here. Some of the early human female hips changed shape in order to accommodate larger-brained offspring. New evidence suggesting this species had the hands of a toolmaker. Remains were found in a cave in South Africa
yeah.
a couple of years ago. You've been following this, too? Two key specimens. Juvenile male developed as a 10- to 13-year-old human, adult female in her late 20s or 30s. That's what they discovered. That's about as long as people lived back then. If you found somebody... If you think they lived into their 30s, that was it.
That was pretty good, I know.
Yeah, right. So the brains, when the brains got bigger, isn't it interesting how all this happens? Believe it or not, you know me and my theory about where we all came from, I think that there's room, I think there's some credence here to this. You can, you know, you can believe that there are different sources of our origin. I think that's part of what, you know, we've come up with some pretty interesting things. Let's see. Who is this? This is Astrolopithecus homomagus.
Neat.
That's who this is. You know how we have Homo sapiens. Yeah. Ever learn in biology? Was it botany or biology? We learned the various phyla for plants and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have the different categories that humans, the different well, Latin yeah. terms.
Physical science is all the planty kind of stuff, I think,
right.
wasn't it?
Yeah.
yeah.
But we called it botany.
Botany,
and then,
okay.
And then biology yeah. is the study of you and your ancestors and how your
and
body
and the cute little baby
works.
Pigs I had to cut apart.
Oh, no. Did you do that in biology?
Yeah.
We cut up
frogs. Yeah, we did frogs, too.
I never did a frog.
No. Can you imagine going like Dr. Ken, going to medical school and having a cadaver that you open
I did
up?
A cadaver. Did you not?
You
know
did?
I wanted to be a doctor. I went through all the pre-classes, yeah.
You opened up a dead human being?
Did a cadaver, did a cat, did a cow eyeball, did a brain?
You did a cow eyeball?
Yeah,
how
and
the world
a,
did you
I
end
think
up
a
here?
Sheep brain. I don't know. I used to be smart. I don't know what happened. It all fell out my right ear.
You cut open a cow's eyeball?
Eyeball, yeah. They're huge. Holy mackerel. It's like
did you eat it?
Bigger than a football.
Oh, Richie, come on.
The cat was the craziest one because its tongue was stuck out of its mouth. So I kept pushing it back
gross.
In. And then I took pictures of it because I had to keep, you know, for a test. And then I had to get them developed. That was before digital cameras. We had to get them developed. And it was around Halloween. It was a bad day. I had a lot of explaining to do.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to have...
You didn't know this? Jeez. I even named my corpse. My corpse was, or my cadaver was Abner. Abner Cadaver. Come on, I had so much fun.
Abner Cadaver.
I was the party. I'm like, all right, where's Abner? Bring him out.
All right, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be happy to know, following up on the heels of this discussion, we're going to talk about how you can make nutritious school lunches for less money in just a few minutes. Don't move a muscle. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. First, it was the group buying sites and private membership sites. Now there's something called flash sale sites. Well, a flash sale relies on the old limited time offer gimmick. Here's how to make it work for you. You've got to be flexible. Instead of choosing a destination and looking for deals, you pick your destination based on the deal. You've got to watch out for blackout and expiration dates. Also check the cancellation policy. The site Spire.com allows cancellations within 72 hours, but then charges $29 per reservation. Meanwhile, Priceline's last-minute price breakers, they have a policy that varies. Airline tickets tend to be non-refundable, but may be reissued for a fee, while hotel deals may not allow cancellations at all. Last but not least, find out if what you're really seeing is really a good deal by picking up the phone, hey, there's a concept, and asking to speak to a travel provider directly. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Anything wrong in the correct English from Professor Stephan as we start the new week here on Good Day. Jennifer Horn is here, Rich McFadden is here, and you are here most importantly to get things started. Here we are, and what is this, the third week of September?
Ah, bite your tongue.
Yeah, next week. We're going into October next week.
We are?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Saturday, a week from Saturday.
Hunga bunga. All right, so here's our 2020 name quiz. 800-510-8255 is a player for the Lakers whose name is Ron Artest. Or, oh, wait a minute.
Used to be.
Not Artest. Anymore.
Ron Artest. Yeah. What's his new name? 800-510-8255.
No. He's going to be dancing with the stars tonight.
Okay. What's his new name? His name formerly was Ron Artest. I remember Kareem Abdul-Jabbar used to be Len somebody or other. What's his new...
I'm going to change my name to Jennifer Jihad.
Okay, good. There you go. He's legally changed his name. What is his new name? Ron Artest. Richie doesn't like him. Is he a nasty...
We talked about him a few weeks ago. He's the one who climbed up into the...
I was not here that day.
Yeah, you were. He's the one who climbed up into the stands and punched out the fan.
Oh, that was a while ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So he's now changed his evil ways.
Yep.
His new name is, for a swell prize, 800-510-8255. All right, you want to know? You stick around here. We bring all these things to the surface.
FYI, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was Lou Alcindor.
Lou Alcindor, right? What did I say? Len.
Yeah.
It was something
close
with an L. Yeah, exactly. All right, story time here on the Good Day program.
Oh, we like stories.
Have a little story time music?
Sure, let me go get
some. Let's see if we can have some story time music here on the Good Day program. Notice how...
Be careful, I might fall asleep.
No, I don't want to fall asleep. No, not at all.
About this story? Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got to get you some music.
What's taking so long? Usually have
I got to find it here.
Right there, the story time music. We're trying to find out what Ron Artest's new name is. That's one thing we're working on. 800-510-8255. All right, never mind.
Okay,
we're never minding?
I'm looking for it. Oh, wait a minute.
What's so, this is not that difficult.
Got it right here. Didn't it hum a little?
Got it right here.
This is more like Private Eye music.
Yeah, this is story time music.
You don't like this?
It's like I'm on the prowl. Holding a routine.
I'm going to try this.
All right, this is probably a little bit more work than we need for what I'm about to do. This is for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, last one.
I just caught the guy.
Oh, come on.
Story time's like little peep music.
All right, here's the story.
Let's go with this. Okay.
Somebody sent me this email. Person in a new job.
Take this crazy path.
Will you get rid of that, please?
This is so not bedtime story.
No. No, actually, this is a story that could happen to any one of us. Okay. You know, we hear all these stories about people. I don't have a job. I don't want to work. There's a survey out this weekend about how people who, we have 25 million or 45 million, some like mega number of people that are out of work. And still there are people who don't want to do things that get their hands dirty. All right? So there's this, we have a video of the day. Today, Mike Rowe talking about what he believes to be the biggest problem in America. Now, this if the camera were on in here, Rich, you could see my hands that are pretty well washed from yesterday. But I really had dirty hands yesterday.
Yeah.
Working on the farm. Well, that's not that kind. It's greasy, grimy. It's not like
greasy, grimy gopher guts.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's hard, no matter how hard you to get the everything out of the cracks and the crevices. You get calluses on your hand, that sort of thing. What's wrong with dirty work? I don't understand this. I don't get it.
It's hot when a guy does dirty work.
Okay. Well, apparently most Americans, or many Americans, would rather be broke and poor than to work at dirty jobs.
Really?
And thus, so say those who want to bring in more illegal immigrants. Anyway, from dirty jobs, here's Mike Rowe talking about what he thinks is the biggest problem with our jobs here in our country.
Here it is. We've declared war on work. We've declared this civil war on every traditional notion of labor that I know of. And we've done it in a lot of different ways over about 30 years or so. We've made work into the enemy. And I believe that something has to be done to point that out and start a conversation about the casualties of this war. Because if we don't, then the country's going to fall apart. And I mean that in kind of a literal way. The country is going to fall apart if we don't focus on the jobs necessary to put it back together. And that's going to involve redefining the definition of what a good job is and reclaiming a relationship with work that's something other than dysfunctional. I have no qualifications to talk about this, and I'm not speaking on behalf of the hardworking proletariat out there. I can only tell you that for the last 4 years, I've worked as an apprentice on dirty jobs, and I've traveled to every state, and I've worked with plumbers and electricians and steam fitters and pipe fitters and bricklayers and roadkill picker-uppers and concrete chippers and farmers and fishermen and just regular people doing the kinds of regular jobs that keep our polite society humming along, and they all say the same thing. They all agree that as a culture, we've demonized dirt and we've made work into a thing to avoid. I'm not just talking about laziness or a lack of ambition. I'm talking about really targeting work as a bad thing. We've declared war on work. We've made it the enemy. Our country's falling apart on account of the second law of thermodynamics, which posits that we live in a disintegrating universe, and we no longer encourage our kids to learn a trade. We tell them instead that going to college is the only way to get ahead in life, and I'm all for getting an education, but not at the expense of completely marginalizing the kinds of jobs that built the country. So I figure it like this. Hard work needs a PR campaign. Skilled labor needs an advocacy campaign or an awareness campaign. There needs to be a place online where plumbers and electricians and carpenters and tradesmen, people in the construction trades, can get together and have a community, pick each other's brains. There needs to be a place where parents can come with their kids to look at a case for the trades and get an understanding that you really can be a plumber in 2008 and make $150,000.
Yeah, because this guy's right.
Your kids.
All right, so this is Mike Rowe. You can hear the whole thing at DougStefan.com in our video of the day.
And he'll be on with us later this morning. If he can't be around, check out the podcast tomorrow.
Yeah. It just is amazing how I am appalled, and so are most people who have worked hard through their life. I don't say this sticking out my chest, oh, Doug, he's a big hero. We all work hard here. Rich works hard. Jennifer works hard. Jennifer's family works hard. I work hard. I enjoy working. It's not a dirty... I love working on the farm. I love working in my business. There's an interesting compatibility here because I use my brains also, certainly on the farm, but I have to work physically. I don't have to work physically to do this radio program, but I have to work my brain to make it all work. So what's happened to all of that? Have we become so spoiled? And this business about we've spent, you and I as taxpayers, hundreds of billions of dollars bolstering the public education system in our country. People say, oh, well, it's good. It's cheap. We go to school in California because it's cheap. The state system in Ohio is cheap. Well, what are you talking about? It's not cheap at all. Do you know how much taxpayer money goes into Ohio State?
Mm-hmm.
You know how much money? And in Ohio, where it's mindless stupidity, because there is the best group of private colleges, probably Ohio has, in terms of states, we have more private good colleges in Ohio, including my alma mater, than there are any place else in the country. But they're running all these privates out of business, and nobody sees this. Grasp a hold of this is where your tax dollars are going. Again, they want more money from you so they can put private enterprise, whether it's the private colleges or whatever it is, out of business. Sick. It is sick. It really is. It's a sick, sick. And that's what we're, and part of the sickness is we don't want to work. We don't go to college, so we don't have to get our hands dirty. What the hell's wrong with having your hands dirty? And he's right. Plumbers, there are a lot of plumbers. They're happy not to have any competitions. They can charge you 80 bucks an hour or whatever they get.
I have two friends, very good friends. One's an electrician.
Yeah.
Makes great money.
Yeah.
Great money. And actually, I have two friends that are electricians. And a nice house, kids do well, yeah, the whole bit. Another buddy of mine's a mechanic. Makes very good money.
There's no reason for not everybody going to college. There really isn't.
Not everybody can, you know, there's kids that just learn in
different
ways.
We've watered down the system so that everybody's on the honor roll. Everybody goes from grade to grade, and everybody graduates from high school that sticks it out.
Of course,
what, 40% of the public doesn't, especially in the big cities, even stay in school because they don't get anything out of it after they're 16, gonzo. Anyway. Why did I get off? Oh, because I was talking about the jobs thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I ought to post that on Facebook as well as with our other question.
I'll do that, yes.
Yeah. Well, what's the story? Well, who are some of the people listening to this program now or who are connected to us on Facebook that have the most interesting jobs? And if you are one of the skilled tradespeople, how much money do you make? Pretty good living. Got your own deal? It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have a 2020, I'm a little late for this, 2020... sort of news quiz, sports news quiz. The former Ron Artest, I pronounced his name correctly, Richie, right?
Yes.
800-510-8255. Bonnie, what do you think his new name is?
I think it's World Peace.
Well, you're almost there. Hold on a second. Don't go away. Let's see if we can get closer to it. Andy in Jackson, what do you think his new name is?
I think his name is World Peace also.
All right, hold on just a second. We're almost there. Seth in Danville, what do you think his name is?
It's Men's of World Peace.
Closer.
Yeah, pretty close. It's Meta, M-E-T-T-A, Meta World Peace. I don't know what Meta means. I understand World Peace. What is Meta? I suppose large. Maybe it could be translated from some Mr. World Peace, something like that.
Meta World Peace.
What does M-E-T-T-A translate to? Seth, how did you happen to know this, by the way?
Well, I just watch a lot of sports, so I seen on ESPN the other day because he was talking about.
You know, the voice that you've got, you should be doing a sports
talk. Yeah, you should do it yourself.
Yeah, because that's the way they all sound on the, the sports talk shows. They sound like this, and you sound like that, too.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Jeez, Doug.
Yeah, in a good way. Yes, that's true. All right, so, Seth, hold on just a second. I don't know. Right. Should we, these other people were pretty close. Should we do something?
Yeah, and prizes for everybody. It's
prizes
Monday.
For everyone.
I love it. I don't have to award them, but, you know.
Prizes all around. All right, a nutritious school lunch up next here on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
More than 35 million people around the world are living with Alzheimer's, and millions more share their time, energy, and love as caregivers. The Alzheimer's Association is honoring these everyday heroes throughout September to commemorate World Alzheimer's Month. Elias Jimenez is an Alzheimer's hero.
I like to challenge myself on adventures, like a two-week, 2,900-mile rickshaw race through India benefiting the Alzheimer's Association. But those challenges are nothing compared to the physical and emotional struggles my father faced with Alzheimer's and those my mother faced caring for him. On behalf of caregivers around the world, I will continue to lend my energy and time to the fight against Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's is a sixth leading cause of death in the United States and the only cause of death among the top 10 without a way to prevent, cure, or even slow its progression. Please join the fight by visiting alz.org/WAM for ideas on how you can declare the end of Alzheimer's starts with me.
All right, so your children are tooled and ready to go. You're getting ready to send them off to school, and you've decided that you want the new deal this year is you're going to make lunch for them. You don't have to. Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Don't have to have salmon in the, this is the, Slim Jim's probably not either. Here, are you ready?
Sure. Give it to me.
This is a nutritious lunch menu.
Always looking for good nutritious lunches.
And you know what? We have a sponsor. Phil and I have a sponsor, Bumblebee Tuna. But I would tell you, I found, just because for the heck of it, I went back and bought some tuna, the snap-open cans.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on even a meal of pasta, a little olive oil, and these the cans of tuna. They're really very good.
Yeah.
But you can send them to school with your children with some crackers, and they don't smell, and they are very, very healthy. You can send that along with make a couple of pieces of fruit. That's a great meal. And it only costs you like $2.
Right.
For the whole thing. How much does a school lunch cost now? If you're buying a lunch.
You know, the funky thing about school lunch now is I don't know how much it costs. I just know we put money on a debit card. Basically, Sean has a PIN number.
Really?
And whenever he does have to buy, he usually takes his lunch, but whenever he does have to buy it, he just puts in his PIN. And it just comes off of the account, and we can check the account.
So sometimes you send him with a lunchbox?
Usually, most days, he goes with a bag lunch, yeah.
You have
veggies? Or he's got lunch bags.
What do you send in the lunch?
Either apples, carrots, grapes, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. You know, even pretzels are not bad if you don't have a lot of them. You can send just a few pretzels, a few chips, that kind of stuff. That's okay, as long as there's other stuff in there. And it's, all of these things are easily very available. I can't imagine why people wouldn't want to have that on their mind as they send their children off to school.
It's just tough finding something they like that holds up well for 4 or 5 hours until they eat their lunch.
Well, it depends on their age, too. I think the tuna fish thing works if you're a little older.
It's a tricky situation, man.
Yeah, right. Why wasn't it tricky when I was
And coming up with 15 things. I mean,
Sloppy Joe's, they were great.
Sloppy Joe.
Monday was Sloppy Joe Day. 51 after.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Now 53 after the hour, technology time on Good Day. Alex Colfane is here. He's our technology tailor. Did you know that Apple? I'm beginning to sound like Andy Rooney when I ask these questions. Did you know? Apple has started offering a way to cut the cord on your cable service. Apple is into another business yet. When you hear the story behind the story with Alex Goldfein, he'll tell us how this will work next on Good Day.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
We've heard a lot about people cutting the cord on their cable service and going strictly with digital services like Netflix, Hulu, and so on. Well, last week I interviewed a man who did it differently, and it was fascinating to hear. He and his family watch a lot of television, but they canceled their cable service. Instead, they watched 100% of their TV programming via Apple TV and iTunes. iTunes lets you buy season passes for current television show seasons at a cost of between $20 and $40 per season. When the new episode hits television networks, iTunes subscribers download it automatically. They figured out the cost, and it was actually cheaper doing it this way, and this family watches 3 hours of TV per night and between 20 and 30 shows per year. Interestingly, this person does a lot of travel, and he was thrilled with Apple's option to put the shows on his iPad and laptop and have them anywhere without an internet connection. This is not possible with cable. I'm Alex Goldfein.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie, AT&T has debuted its 4G long-term evolution network in five cities. What is that all about? What is it? What's the...
You know, I don't know specifically, but everybody's trying to roll out their next 4G network, and even some of them are saying that they've rolled out their 4G network.
What does it mean? What does 4G mean?
Fourth generation. Fourth generation.
Oh. So, I mean, gigabyte, I was trying to be.
No, but that's a good guess.
Though. Yeah, thank you.
So, but
it's just that you know the word is exactly.
With all of this data that we are consuming now, their networks aren't able to handle all of it. So they need to keep building the infrastructure to be able to handle, because, you know, it used to be all phone calls. Well, now it's not so much phone calls. It's texting, videos, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. And their networks have to be able to handle it differently.
All right, so then maybe that's why Verizon is beginning to throttle connections of high bandwidth users who've been grandfathered in to unlimited 3G data plans. So Verizon once again equals scum.
Well, AT&T did the same thing. I was I'm a legacy scum customer for the iPhone,
but they want to screw you.
So I I've got grandfathered in for unlimited, but my wife, who wasn't, we have to pay for whatever amount of data she uses.
But Verizon is trying to
they're all going to do it. Nobody's going to let you do unlimited data unless you.
But that was the deal.
It was the deal. Then when your contract is up, they change the deal.
Yeah, but if you have lifetime, your contract lifetime means the contract isn't over until you're dead.
They're annual contracts.
Lifetime. What, they only want you to live 1 year?
No, they're not lifetime. How do you ever get a lifetime contract with a phone company?
Wasn't the term grandfathered? Doesn't that equal?
That doesn't mean lifetime, though.
Yeah, grandfather just means, listen, we don't want to lose you people who have been on this plan for years. So because you have been with us for so many years, we're going to go ahead and keep you on this plan because we know we'll lose you if we don't.
Really?
Yep.
And what is that? How does that square up against all of the various companies that are now offering no contract, just $25
a month?
Let's
put it this way. I can't go anywhere else and get unlimited data for a set amount of what I'm paying right now with AT&T. So they got me for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
For a while is the operative phrase.
Until something better rolls along.
59 past the hour on Good Day.